pieces from a family art collection spanning 19 generations are being seen outside Spain for the first time. Treasures from the House of Alba, 500 years in collecting, features more than 130 works dating from the ancient past to the 20th century. They're being shown at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, Tennessee. Mark Roglan is director of the Meadows Museum in Dallas, Texas, and showed us around the exhibit. He says visitors will see a lot of art,
including major works by Goya or by Rubens or Titian and so forth. So I think that when it comes to old masters, people especially love old masters and decorative arts and monumental tapestries from the 16th century or great furniture that was once in the Tuileries and in the palace of Napoleon III. All of those things, anyone that loves really fine art, I think will be very surprised and very pleased with what they see.
The House of Alba has long been one of Spain's prominent noble families, with close ties to the Spanish monarchy. Roglan says the family has diverse tastes in art, and Treasures from the House of Alba shows only the highlights.
This is like the creme de la creme. This is the top art that they house, and it's really in three large palaces in Spain. So yes, it's decorating the walls of all these palaces, and along with great silver collections, Sevres porcelain collections, tapestry collections, and also the library, you know, all those documents. Christopher Columbus's documents. I mean, how many times you're able to see the hand of Christopher Columbus laid on a piece of paper? The first map that he did when he did that interesting trip in 1492.
One of the pieces on display is a table once owned by Napoleon III of France. During the Spanish Civil War, the country's dictator, Francisco Franco, took it for his own use.
And when the Duke of Alba, which was ambassador of Spain in London, came back after the war, he went to see Franco and he saw the table there and he told him that that table was his. And Franco said, how can you prove that? And basically Duke of Alba let him know that there was like a device in the table that would open a secret compartment, and all these Alba documents came out, and basically that proved that the table was his. So Franco gave it back, but before doing so, he made a copy, which he used through the entire regime.
The Alba family is passionate about art, and Roglan tells us that's why the works in this exhibit are very well preserved. Among his favorite pieces on display is a painting.
The portrait of the Duchess of Alba in white by Goya, that full-length portrait. It's just one of the greatest portraits ever done by this great master. And he did over 200 portraits during his life. But this one really stands as the way she is posing and how the whites, and with such a short number of colors, he's able to depict all the personality of the sitter in such a beautiful way. It's just a great Goya. It's still in the family that commissioned their painting in 1795.
And there's also the Alba Bible.
I mean, we're talking about the first Bible ever translated from Hebrew directly to Spanish. And that happened in 1430. That's a very early translation. It's one of the three earliest translations of the Bible from Hebrew to any Romance language.
If you visit Treasures from the House of Alba, Roglan notes that you'll see works that have been collected by the same family over centuries, which in itself is unusual. And he thinks that you'll find something in the collection that moves you.
Some people love paintings, so there's plenty of Italian paintings, Flemish paintings, Netherlandish paintings, Spanish paintings, Italian paintings. So anyone that loves European art and that loves from all periods, I think will have something to remember when they come see this exhibition.
FristCenter.org is the place to learn all about Treasures from the House of Alba. That's FristCenter.org, and Frist is spelled F-R-I-S-T. Paul Ladd, Nashville.